title, But Words Will Never Harm Us? The NLRB restores precedent protecting abusive workplace speech by employees while they are engaged in protected concerted and union activities. Content. In a decision that had been anticipated, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or Board, abandoned its short-lived burden-shifting test for determining the legality of employer discipline of employees found to have engaged in abusive or inappropriate conduct. Robbed of the ability to simply demonstrate any such discipline was not in retaliation for protected conduct. Employers will once again be called upon to grapple with a list of indefinite factors that has oftentimes rendered similar outrageous workplace conduct immune from discipline. The GM decision, as we previously covered, the board issued a decision in General Motors, LLC, GM, 369 NLRB No. 127, 2020, holding that certain abusive or inappropriate workplace speech by employees engaged in concerted or union activity, PCA, was not protected by Section 7 of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or Act. See Sticks and Stones. The NLRB rethinks its position on abusive workplace speech by employees while they are engaged in protected concerted and union activities. The decision in GM reversed 40 years of board precedent and emphasized an employer's motive for taking adverse action, giving employers the ability to discipline workers for engaging in abusive or inappropriate conduct, provided the discipline was shown not be in retaliation for protected conduct. The board in GM said it would now apply its well-worn test, first set forth in Right Line, 251 NLRB 1083, 1980, Enft. 662 F.2D 899, First Circle 1981, Cert. Denied 455 U.S. 989, 1982, approved in NLRB v. Transportation Management Corporation, 462 U.S. 393, 1983, to cases involving employees who were disciplined for making PCA-related abusive statements. In so doing, the GM board overruled three separate tests previously used to determine whether workplace speech constituted PCA. 1. The four-factor test set forth in Atlantic Steel, 245 NLRB 814, 1979, which governed employees' conduct towards management in the workplace by considering A. the place of the discussion, B. the subject matter of the discussion, C. the nature of the employee's outburst, and D. whether the outburst was, in any way, provoked by an employer's unfair labor practice. 2. The totality of the circumstances test, which governed social media posts and most cases involving conversations among employees in the workplace, announced in Desert Springs Hospital Medical Center, 363 NLRB 1824, 1839 FN 3, 2016, and Pier 60, LLC, 362 NLRB No. 59, 2015, and 3. The standard announced in Clear Pine Moldings, 268 NLRB No. 173, 1984, Genft. MEM. 765 F.2D 148, 9th Circle 1985, in which the board considered whether, under all of the circumstances, non-strikers reasonably would have been coerced or intimidated by the picket line conduct. The Lyon 2 decision, a return to protections for abusive workplace speech on May 1, 2023, in Lyon Elastomers, LLC, 372 NLRB No. 83, 2023. The NLRB overturned GM and once again made it more difficult for employers to discipline employees for abusive or inappropriate workplace speech while engaging in otherwise protected concerted or union activity. Originally, on May 29, 2020, the board issued its first decision in Lyon Elastomers, LLC, 369 NLRB No. 88, 2020, finding that the employer violated Section 8A(1) and 3. of the Act by threatening an employee with discharge and by disciplining and ultimately discharging the employee for his conduct at a safety meeting and because he engaged in union activity. In finding the employee did not lose the protection of the Act when he raised concerns about the employee's working conditions to the employer's safety manager at a safety meeting, the board adopted the judge's application of the four-factor test set forth in Atlantic Steel. The employer filed a petition for review of the board's order with the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and the board filed a cross-application for enforcement of the order. While the case was pending before the Fifth Circuit, the board issued its decision in GM, in which it held that it would no longer apply various setting-specific standards to determine whether employers have unlawfully disciplined or discharged employees who allegedly engaged in abusive conduct in connection with activity protected by